Bit of a while since the last competition outing, as it were, and that one in my head necessarily didn't go to plan. How have you been filling the time since? Has it been a case of just knuckling back down on the practice board?
Well, first and foremost, I had to get over the virus that I had down at the Players' Championship. I was really, really ill, and you know, the lack of preparation before the Players' Championship showed in the match with Wes, really. I mean, I had to get out of bed on Friday just to go down there, and I really didn't feel like it. And to be honest, I couldn't wait to get home. I was home by 3 o'clock that afternoon and didn't get out of bed until the Sunday morning. So, I'm over that illness now, and been practicing really, really hard, getting ready for my first round match.
Did you feel good now?
Feeling good.
Yeah, do you feel good, Nick? Yeah.
Sorry, Chris.
Sorry, do you feel good, Nick?
Do I feel good? I do, yeah, I do. I feel fine physically. Yeah. Mentally, you know, I had to rebuild my mental strength a little bit. Obviously, I work hard on my mental strength. But yeah, I've got everything back together and ready to rock and roll, let's say, on Saturday.
A little bit of an unknown contender, perhaps, in your first round. You might have seen a little bit of him on the World Series events when they went to Perth and what have you. But what do you make of your opponent in that first round?
I know absolutely nothing about him, if I'm being honest with you. I know he's called Lawrence Ryder, and that's all I know, and I don't want to know, and I don't need to know anything other than that, because I'll be going up there and I'll be playing that dartboard and not worrying what he's done, what he's won, what he's lost, how he's played, or I'm not bothered about that. I'm just all these qualifiers can throw up a serious contender out of all of them. There's always one, at least one, that plays really, really well, and it's just my luck it's going to be the one I've got to play. So I don't do any research on who I'm playing. I'm just going to go out there and play the dartboard. If I win, I'm back on the 27th. If I lose, well, my head's in the cooker with the turkey on Christmas Day, I think.
Is it a case of professionalism shining through then, as you say? Because you've just got to get about it and do things your way rather than get too carried away with who's stood a matter of yards away from you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that's the professional way to handle it. I'm not interested in who I'm playing. I'm just going up there and treating him as if it's, you know, Phil Taylor and Michael Van Gerwen, you know. And that's how I'm preparing. I'm preparing in the way that I am playing Phil or Michael. And if the guy beats me, then fair play to him and good luck to him. You know, it's not... I think if you take your eye off the ball with how, you know, who you're playing, you know, you're not concentrating on what you're doing, you know. So I'm not worried if he's Australian number one or Australian number 58. I don't care. I just want to go up there and win and get off of there, off that stage and get home.
With the World Championships, everybody makes a lot about it, and rightly so, because it's clearly the biggest competition of the lot. What is it particularly about the World Championship you think makes it so special?
Well, it's obviously the big one, isn't it? I mean, it's the most money that we can win. You know, one extra rank can make a difference of being number 16 or number 12 in the world, you know. So, I mean, I think a lot of players sometimes go up on that stage with that in their head. I'm just not even going to worry about that. I'm not even going to be thinking about where I am in the rankings or you know, lucky enough for me, I know, you know, a decent run to the quarterfinals isn't going to get me in the Premier League, so I haven't got that little worry. So, you know, some of the guys would be thinking, oh, I've got one more round, I'm in the Premier League, or I'm going to have a good shout at the Premier League. Yeah, well, you know, they can make that mistake and think that, but I won't be thinking like that, and just concentrate on what I've got to do and win each match as it goes.